Okay, we're up to Siman Tzadik Hey, and we'll be learning a lot about the position of the feet during Shmoneh Esrei. Kiven Evorov B'Shas Tefillah. The positioning of one's body B'Shas Tefillah during davening. Sif Aleph. Yichaven Raglov Zeh Etzel Zeh. One should put one's feet Zeh Etzel Zeh, one next to the other. In one position, in one direction, keilu, as if einu melechot, they're only one. Feet should be literally next to each other. Leidamais lemelochim, to resemble angels, the ksiv bohen, as it says in the pasuk. Ve'agleihem, and their feet, regel, one foot yeshara, a straight foot. So regleihem, with regards to melochim, it says regleihem, their feet. Regel Yeshora is one straightened foot. So you can see, obviously, from the fact that it's like Lehem, their feet, Regel in singular, so that obviously shows that it appeared being one. Kloima, Reglehem Nirein, their feet appear, Keregel Echor, as one foot. And continues the Ramah, Yesh Oimrim, some say, Keshe Oimed Leispalel, when a person stands to daven, Yeilech lefonov, it should go in front of him, shalosh, forward, shalosh psiyos, three steps. Derech kiruv, vehagosha, in a way of approaching and getting closer, ledovo, to a thing, shetzorich lasos, that one needs to do. So he says that some have a minig, some say it's not minig, some say one should, when one davens, one should start off Shemoneh Esrei by going three steps forward, because that's the way you approach something that you want to do. You'd approach it to get going. So therefore, you take three steps for Shemoneh Esrei as well. You take three steps to start the matter. Okay, let's see over here the Mishnah Berurah. The first point is with regards to having the feet together. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph says the following. Yechavin Raglov. B'dievet, if you failed to have your feet together, afilim loy kivin raglov klal yotza. Even if a person didn't have the feet at all together, so it was literally, there was distance between the two shoes, between the two feet. But yeah, we just tell Yotze. Leidamais lemelochim. The reason is because we want to resemble angels, melochim. Leidamais lemelochim. Shekiven shemedabrim hashchino. Since you're talking with Hashem. Tzorich lesalekol machshoves haguf meliboy. You need to distance your only machshoves haguf. All the physical thoughts need to be pushed away from your mind. And resemble chilu malach, and you to resemble as if you are a malach. So we're learning over here that it's really interesting. So we're having the feet together because we want to resemble melochim. How and why to resemble melochim? Because when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you have to think, you have to take away all the physical machshavos, all the physical matters. You have to push away from your mind. And you're going to be like a malach. Now this comes to me with something which I don't fully understand, to be perfectly honest. Is it says you have to, the wording of the Mishnah Berurah, I'm actually referring to the wording of the Mishnah Berurah, which is, lesalek machshoves haguf. You need to remove all the physical matters, melibo, from his mind. Rabbi said to you, does that make sense? You need to remove all the physical matters from your mind. Very difficult, extremely difficult. Totally agreed. You concentrate better? Yeah, we all know. I mean, it's absolutely true. I fully agree to you that a person's position is critical for focus and concentration. And that's, you see that in schools, of course, that if teachers and members are very into having the positions of your pupils, It's not for nothing. It's because it's really, you can just learn much better if you're in a certain position. We know that. How well can we learn? For many, many boys. You're right, there's exceptions. There's obviously, you're 100% right. There's definitely. But how do we learn? If you take a Gemara on a couch, and you take a Gemara like this on a couch, how well will you absorb the Gemara as opposed to when you're sitting in a Besmelech and, you know, on a hard bench? You know, it's incomparable. There is something to it. So, Lord, do you agree? You're not going to be a... No? It's hard to... Yeah, okay, leaving this out, but certainly when it comes to Shemona Esrei, the halacha is you need to put your feet together. The point that I was actually referring to is slightly different, that of course it's extremely challenging to remove all the a person's mind, a person's life is just so unbelievably busy. Every 2 minutes, something else, and there's just so much happening in our lives. It's unbelievable. And to take that away during Shemona Esrei, it's extremely, extremely challenging. But the point that I wanted to share with you is that really, a Shemona Esrei, as opposed to Shema, and as opposed to Pesukei de Zimra, what is Shemona Esrei all about? We ask Hashem, that's right, it's Rachmonel, that's right. We ask Hashem, what do we ask Hashem? All the things, including, that's right. A lot of the Shemona Esrei, we actually do ask for physical things. I mean, we ask for Boruch Aleinu, we ask for Panosa. Can't think of much more physical than Panosa. We ask for health. We ask for mental health, but we also ask for physical health. It could be, it's a physical thing. So, Shemona Esrei is addressing our very essence. We are physical beings and we need physical things. And Shemona Esrei does address that. We are not melochim, and we know that. And we're asking Hashem, give us food, give us what we need, give us what we need. And these are very physical things. Some of the brachas are very physical, and it's really interesting that so the Mishnah Berurah over here sounds that you need to take away all the machshavas aguf. You need to take away. I don't know exactly. But probably what the Mishnah Berurah means is that it's not addressing to physical. It's just, I don't know. What would you think? What's Mishnah Berurah? How do you understand Mishnah Berurah?
Physical things, but spiritual reasons.
Very good. I think that must be the point. Very beautiful said. Beautifully said. Spiritual things, physical things for spiritual purpose. That's a very nicely put. That, of course, is part of Shemona Esrei. That's fine. But we're talking about a physical thing just for. Just because your mind is not focused, that's obviously not part of Shemona Esrei. Even if somebody's sitting on a horse wagon, this is very comparable indeed to somebody in a bus, in a coach, in a car, in a train, in a plane, who is traveling and he can't stand up. If you're davening Shemona Esrei in a sitting position, you still need to ensure that your feet are together. Don't lean too much backwards, don't lean too much forward, as we mentioned previously. Don't put one foot on the other, one leg on the other, because that's disrespectful to daven like that. But you should be sitting, if you're davening in a sitting position, you should be sitting and your head slightly bent down. The Mishnah Berurah of Yitziv Kotten Gimel refers to the three steps that we do. So the Ramah is addressing which three steps? Yeah, the three steps you go forward. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'ein tzorich lachzor l'achorov k'dei lech lefonov." Chen kosav ha'eli rabba. You don't really need to go back three steps to go forward three steps. You don't really need to. Aval haminek ha'olam lelech l'achorov. But a minek of the world is to go three steps back and then three steps forward. Why is that? Probably safe to assume, absolutely. I think it's pretty safe to assume that the three steps back is just in order to that we start from an essay where not in a different place. We start from an essay where we davened and not three steps there. But it's really important because I don't think people are so aware of it. We look at it, the three steps back as a halachic requirement, which is totally untrue. There is a halachic requirement to do three steps forward. That's the way we approach Hashem. That's where we approach an important matter. That's when you talk to a king, you also go forward to approach, to beseech, to ask something. But the three steps back, well, it's not really part of it. It's just part of a practicality.
But when we finish it, the three steps.
Good, we'll get to that, Mitz Hashem. Okay, the Maril used to stand by Shemona Esrei. Mosa Shizkhala Shliach Tzibur Tehilo Isle Kel Elyon. The Maril used to stand up when it's Tehillos Lekel Elyon, and then he would stand up all the way until Shemona Esrei. Over Mincha, by Mincha, Kishiyorat Shliach Tzibur Lifnei Ateva, he would also stand as soon as the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, would start
Ashrei. Who the Avis and by Ma'ariv, he would stand up. Sheizchel Shliach Tzibur Kaddish. When the Shliach Tzibur would say Kaddish, so he would actually get up earlier. Forget that actually the minimum requirement. Kam Yossi as Kichoy veNeoiv, the cult of Amir Balbel Bachshavto, and as we mentioned in previous halacha, a person has to get rid of all the saliva and all the bits and pieces of his mouth before he proceeds to daven Shemana Esrei. See, base, Tzorich Shiyochov Roshem Me'at, the person needs to bend his head slightly, tilt it down, slightly. Shiyu'einov Le'mato Le'oretz, that his eyes should be going down, V'yachshov, and he should think, Ke'ilu Oymi Be'ez HaMikdosh, as if he's standing in the Be'ez HaMikdosh. Huvelibo Yechavei Le'mato Le'Shemayim, and his heart should be in Shemayim, in heaven. So your eyes should be facing down and your heart should be up in Shemaim. This is really, really, it's a beautiful expression. Don't you think it's a beautiful expression? Your eyes go down, but your heart should be high in Shemaim. What a beautiful expression. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet. Ein Elsim and Tzadik Sifkot and Ches Mishnah Berurah. V'abach Kosav, the Bach writes, to koidim shaschil ispalel, before a person starts davening, prior to Shemoneh Esrei, yistakel bechaloi nois, you should look in the windows, through the windows, klapei Shemaim, into Shemaim, into heaven, kedei in order, shelipoi nichna, his heart should be humbled. So we spoke previously about the windows. Do you remember Rabbi said the windows? A person should indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says, that when should a person look out in Shemaim, through the windows? It's just before Shemoneh Esrei. Yes, during Shemoneh Esrei you're going to look down. But just before you start Shemoneh Esrei, have a quick glance at the beautiful Shemaim. Look out, and it's going to inspire you. It's going to make you daven Kavanah, so quickly have a glance, and then afterwards you can daven Shemoneh Esrei.
Sif Cotton, hey, Lemata Loritz, your eyes should go down. Voison Hamakbim Roshehem, those people who lift their heads, Ve'enem Lemalo, and their eyes go up, Kemabitim Elagag, and they look as if they're looking onto the ceiling. Hamalochim, the Malochim, Maligim Aleim, they make fun of them. It's a Sefer Chassidim, this. So people who daven like this, when they daven, they look up into the ceiling. You ever seen people davening like that? Yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the name of the Tzivch, have you ever seen people looking up during Shemoneh Esrei? Yeah? So he says, the Chofetz Chaim, pardon? Yeah, we'll get to that as well. Yeah, we'll get to that. If a person looks up to Shemaim during Shemoneh Esrei, the Melochim make fun of it. They laugh about it. What do you think, why? The Tzivch doesn't write why, but why do you think why? Omnipresence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is everywhere. Right? Hashem is called Hamokim because he's everywhere. And it's true that your heart should be in Shemaim, but there's no point looking up. There's no point looking up. Melochim Aligim Aleihem. Kosar Prima Godim. And now this going back to your point, Yossel. Kosar Prima Godim says, She'en Lasa Shnuah Meshuna. Don't make any movements which are bizarre, awkward movements. Don't do that. Uviyachid, if you're on your own, locked up room, can do anything. Just make sure the windows are shut. Yeah? Uviyachid, if you're on your own reshus, it's okay. Voloi betzibur, but not if you're davening with a minion. Just make sure you look normal when you're amongst others. At least then. Ubifrat, lehorim koel vechadoime, certainly to raise your voice and similar. Kosu achoinim, the achoinim writes, Shekol mi she'en oitzim eno b'shas tfilah Shemoneh Esrei, eno zoich aliris p'nei ashkina b'tzeis nafshoim. The achoinim writes, Shekol mi, anybody, she'en oitzim or enov, whoever doesn't close his eyes during Shemoneh Esrei, eno zoich, he will not merit liris to see p'nei ashkina b'tzeis nafshoim. He won't see the Shekhinah, he won't see Hashem when his soul leaves him. But if he davens from a siddur, the end of pkuchos and his eyes are open, to see what the siddur says, less than boy, it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah says that is a very harsh lashon about people who have their eyes open during Shemoneh Esrei. Anybody who opens their eyes during Shemoneh Esrei shall not be zoicha to see the Shekhinah when he's nifta. Very harsh words, no? So the exception is if a person uses a siddur. If you use a siddur, that's fine.
Do you use what
If you use a siddur, that's acceptable. Siddur is fine. So it's either the siddur or closed eyes. But there's no alternative.
If you're doing it without looking at the siddur, you meditate with closing your eyes.
Closing eyes. Closing eyes. Yeah. Mishnah elsewhere wrote about covering the talit with the talit, but there's no alternative. Save Gemel. Maniach yotaval liboy kfusin. Perish kikshurin. You should put your hands, a liboy on your body, on your body. Kikshurin, like folded. Hayemon is the right hand, ala smolis, on the left hand. The oi made, and you should stand, ko'evet lifnei raboy, like a servant before his master, be'emo in fear, be'yiro in fear, who befachat three words of fear, trepidation, in fear, in extreme fear. So a person should stand, should daven shmona eser, folded arms, like folded arms, hayemonis ala smolis, the right hand on the left hand, firmit kevet neraboy, and he should stand like a slave who fears his master. For loya niach yodaval chalotzov, a person shouldn't put his hands pretty much like this, because that looks like a disrespectful way. No servant would stand like this in front of his master. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Maybe that's what. Yeah, interesting. You're right. We did say that. We definitely did say that. Here it says, "Maniach yodav al liboy kfusin." Yeah, on his heart. Should do like this. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. It could be because it's kshurin. Yeah, it could be. But then, how do you do one on top of the other? Yeah, maybe. Maybe more like this. Yeah, on his heart though. Yeah. The minhag, I think we all agree. Have you ever seen people davening like this or like this? Have you ever seen? It's not really done. Why is that? Yeah, it's... Why is that? Have you seen? It's not so common, right? Why is that? How do you think it would look if somebody davens like that?
It looks like crossing their arms.
Right, it looks like... That's right. It looks a bit... Right, if the whole idea is, you should be looking like a slave because of a hachnor and fear in front of the master, and then nowadays, that wouldn't necessarily be the position. That would be the common position. Mishnah Berurah says the following. Mishnah Berurah says, Liboy, b'mokim shenagu lamoid ke lifnei ha-melech. This is all, if that's the way you stand in front of a king, shemedabrim v'shalim ito tzorcheyem. If that's the position, should nobody be standing in front of a king? That's the way you stand, b'shmona eser. V'akoy and everything ke minig ha-mokim, like the minig of the particular place. What would be nowadays the position if you were to be invited to a queen's, what was it called?
Tea party.
Okay, and she would address you?
Garden
party. Okay, how would you, and she would address you, how would you speak to her? I don't think you'd necessarily, you wouldn't stand like this, you wouldn't cross your arms, you wouldn't put your arms on your arms on your waist either. You'd probably have the hands on the sides, right? Is that pretty much the way you would? Maybe your hands in front of you, maybe a little bit like this, yeah? So that's the position you'd be davening Shemoneh Esrei. V'akoil and everything k'minig amokim, like the meaning of the place. But certainly, if nowadays, I think that nowadays, although the Shulchan Aruch says one should daven in that position, I don't think that would be the right position nowadays. I don't think that would be the...
It's, yeah.
That's a very good question. Very good.
So that
is a good point. That leads us straight into Zivkot and Zayin, which says the following: Be'emo in fear, v'yeshle isnoinea b'shas tefillah, and a person has to shockle, he has to move b'shas tefillah during davening. Mishum, as it says, kol atzmoisai, all my bones toimar no, should say it, should speak. Hashem yichomecha, who is like you. So this is a very, your point is a very valid point. But the Mishnah Berurah's approach is, and as many achoinim, and certainly in the minik by many people, is to shokel, because it says in the pasuk, all my bones should speak to you. All my bones. It's not a dry matter to daven in front of Hashem. It's a all my bones should speak to you. If I ask Hashem, it's not just for my mouth, it's for my entire body. And this is why there's a well-established minik that many yidden is shokel during Shmoneh Esrei. However, having said that, you are quite right that based on very much what you are saying, that if you'd be standing in front of a royal, you wouldn't necessarily shokel. I think we'll agree to that. No. I think you wouldn't necessarily shokel if you go in front of a royal. Therefore, there are achronim who didn't shokel, and they didn't hold that it's the right thing to do, precisely because of your point. In fact, Moshe Feinstein, zichroni livracha, is a famous story that Moshe Feinstein, he was standing totally still during his Shemoneh Esrei. He wouldn't move. He absolutely wouldn't move. And Moshe was asked why. And he said that he had once the experience from soldiers that were lining up people. That was in Russia in his days. And they were lined up. And he said they had to wait in the freezing cold for a long time. And it was nothing more humbling. There was no more humbling. But they weren't allowed to move. They were just standing there. Some sort of royal or general or high-ranking official was walking past it. There was nothing more humbling and more than humbling, more... even... It was a very... Yeah, degrading, that's the word I was looking for. Degrading experience, that you stand without moving in front of that person that would walk past. So that Moshe therefore learned, he said that if that's the way I was standing in front of a boss of Adam, if that's the way I would felt humbled in front of a human out of flesh and blood, surely that's the way I should be standing in front of a Ribbono Shel Olam. And since then he didn't shokel. And he was very marked, but he really felt that's the way a person should have a Shemoneh Esrei. That's the way a person should have a Shemoneh Esrei. But yes, there are people who believe in shokeling, and because of Kolat Samosa Tomano. Certainly, if it helps a person to create the kavana, then one could argue that's the best way to do it. A person should do how it davens better. Everybody according to his own. If a person davens that way. But there is some poskim mentioned, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, but other poskim say that if you're shuckling in a very bizarre way, I saw some poskim writing about shuckling in various directions and all kinds of anything that sticks out from the crowd, that stands out, that is it would definitely be disrespectful, and that's they don't do that. So this actually points out in the Achronim. Okay, and finally, Toiv lechavin raglov gam b'sha'a sho'im ha'kdusha im shliach tzibur. It's Toiv, it is proper, it is right, that a person should also have his feet together during kdusha in shliach tzibur. And the reason is, as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nches, sh'ri oimrim k'shem sh'magdishim oisoi b'shmei morim. Because here again, we're referring to Shmei Morim, to the Shemaim, to the heavens, where the Melochim again dwell, and there... they have only one, they would appear having one leg, and similarly, since we make reference to them in Kedusha, therefore we should also be standing like this during Kedusha. But this is a toif. It is a good thing, as opposed to absolute requirement.
I was told when you finish my Ezra and you do 3 steps back, you shouldn't do the 3 steps forward until you're for Kedusha.
Correct. We'll be learning that. You're right. We'll be learning that. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned the important halach of having feet together during Shmoneh Esrei. We learned but Yevet, it doesn't matter. The reason for it is that we want to resemble Melochim. Melochim, it says, they have 2 feet, but it appears as 1 foot. And we learned that a person should take 3 steps forward for Shemoneh Esrei, because that's the way we approach the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person should look slightly down during Shemoneh Esrei. His heart, however, should go up to Shemaim. And a person should have in mind to be in the Beis HaMikdash. A person, Shulchan Aruch says, should have folded his arms in front of him, on his heart, the right hand on his left hand, and he should be standing like this, fear for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He should not put. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this is Hakol Kemineg HaMedina. If this is nowadays not respectful way, then leave it out. And finally, we learned Seif Dalet that learned that if a person during Kedusha of the Chazor HaSashat, a person should also aim to have his feet together, because there again we make reference to Shmei Morim. I wish you a very good Shabbos.